Another visit from the president, this time in Poplarville.
I just want you to know that when I'm thinking about how we can help this part of the world, Mississippi is on my mind.
President Bush meeting yesterday with officials from dozens of counties hard hit by Hurricane Katrina a week ago. Governor Barbour is confident that Mississippi's needs won't be overlooked during the long recovery process.
The federal government's worried about New Orleans, worried about Louisiana, it's worried about Mobile and Alabama. But we're ground zero.
Senator Trent Lott joined Bush and Barbour in Poplarville and is promising to exert his influence in Washington.
I will ask for help, I will plead for help, and when we don't get it, I will demand it.
On the coast, search teams are still looking for possible survivors. Joe Spraggins is the emergency management director in Harrison County.
We are still in the rescue boat. But time is working against us.
The bodies of 41 Mississippians were never found after Hurricane Camille in 1969. The head of the state's Emergency Management Agency, Robert Latham, says that's something we may be facing this time, too, but he says we can't give up yet.
I think if you look back at what happened on the World Trade Center, it just went on and on and on until they feel like they had done everything possible. And at some point, you know, I'm sure we'll reach that, but I mean, I think we have to keep going.
The Mississippi National Guard says more soldiers are being sent into some of the heavily impacted inland areas.
We're moving the battle space north. We're spreading out a lot of troops, about 3,000 to be specific. Into towns and cities, any mayor or any sheriff that requests military police help or reaction force help can have it now.
Adjutant General Harold Cross says those guardsmen will be assisting with security and helping deliver supplies. The number of homes and businesses across the state still without electricity is now less than 382,000. Gasoline is still in short supply in the hardest hit areas, but gas lines in Metro Jackson have gotten much shorter. And local schools are gearing up to resume classes. Some private schools are back in session today, but the Jackson area public schools will wait until Thursday at the request of the State Department of Education. The schools are preparing to enroll students from families that have evacuated to the Jackson area, since it could be months before some of them are allowed to return home. In New Orleans, they've started pumping water out of the city. Repairs have been completed on the 17th Street Canal, where a levee collapsed last week, flooding the city. It could be weeks, though, before New Orleans is dry. And the city is losing patience with people who refuse to leave. Officials say they'll stop supplying water to the holdouts.